91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Canadian transgender beauty queen Jenna Talikova says she has a boyfriend and hopes to one day have children. Talikova told ABC's Good Morning America today that she didn't immediately tell her boyfriend that she had been born a boy. But she says once they got to know each other as friends, he was very accepting and supportive when she told him the news. Talikova was kicked out of the Miss Universe Canada pageant, but was reinstated when pageant owner Donald Trump reversed the decision. A century-old home and barn have been destroyed in a blaze on Roblin Way north of the 401. Fire departments from Quinte West and Belleville responded to the blaze early this morning. Several homes were evacuated from the surrounding area because of falling embers. The U.S. Navy says it has deployed a second aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf amid rising tensions with Iran over its nuclear program.
The U.S. Navy spokesperson says the deployment of the nuclear-powered USS Enterprise alongside the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group marks only the fourth time in the past decade that the Navy's had two aircraft carriers operating at the same time in the Gulf. The two carriers will support the American military operations in Afghanistan and anti-piracy efforts off Somalia's coast and in the Gulf of Aden. The warships also patrol the Gulf's key oil routes that Iran has threatened to shut down in retaliation for economic sanctions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Navy officials say they will begin providing compensation right away to those affected by Friday's military jet crash into a Virginia Beach apartment complex. The Navy said Sunday in a news release that officials met on Saturday with affected residents and will begin making funds available Monday to those who completed claims. Initial payments will begin at $2,300 for an individual resident, with more going to residents with families. Dozens of apartment units were destroyed when an FA-18D Hornet careened into a Mayfair Muse apartment complex, but no one was killed. An Ottawa woman whose organ donation campaign captured celebrity attention is moving and communicating after transplant surgery. 23-year-old Helen Campbell had a double lung transplant in Toronto on Friday. A post from her Twitter account says she performed some leg exercises from her hospital bed and spelled out words on an alphabetic board yesterday. Campbell launched an organ donor awareness campaign after being diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis last September. Stratford-born pop star Justin Bieber backed her efforts, as did American talk show host Ellen DeGeneres. Some GO trains were delayed earlier today after a body was found on the tracks west of Toronto's Union Station. Toronto Police Staff Sergeant Susan Thorning says the cause of death has not yet been determined, and police don't know how the person ended up on the tracks. Police have not released the victim's age or gender and say the matter is still under investigation. That's 91X News to 4 o'clock. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thank you, Sam. In Junior A action, the Stouffville Spirit head up to Whitby to face off against the Fury. The Spirit beat the Fury 2-1 last night on home ice and lost to Whitby 4-2 on Friday. Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews, who missed the final 22 games of the regular season with a concussion, says he is confident he will be able to play in Thursday's playoff opener against the Phoenix Coyotes. Toews skated on a line with Patrick Kane and Marian Hossa during Monday's practice and also was on the power play. Toews has not played since February 19th and said no final decision on his status has been made. The sixth-seeded Chicago Blackhawks will be facing a Phoenix team that beat them in 3 of 4 meetings this season. It's a sellout tonight at the Rogers Centre, where the Toronto Blue Jays will open their home schedule with a visit from the Boston Red Sox. The Jays will hand the ball to 21-year-old right-hander Anderson Alvarez. Boston is in search for its first win of the season and will give the start to southpaw Felix DuBrant. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has rejected the appeals of Coach Sean Payton and other New Orleans Saints officials stemming from the league's probe into the club's bounty system. After hearing from Payton, general manager Mickey Loomis, and assistant coach Joe Vitt last week, Goodell decided Monday to uphold his initial sanctions, which include Payton's suspension for the entire 2012 season. That penalty begins April 16th. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam with 91X Weather.
Thank you, Keenan. Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers changing to 70% chance overnight and a low of plus 4. Tuesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 7. It's 11 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Keenan Weaver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.